For a great cup of joe, there's one thing you should know. Your morning brew can also be playful. Buff Boy Brewing guys make the temperature rise, and you surely feel naughty when you swallow our coffee. If you want some real heat, give your mouth a fine treat. You will want some more, rest assured. Buff Boy Brewing, you can't get enough of.
It's time for The Scribble, your weekly fix of celebrity chats, bizarre stories in the news, and basic random chatter with best-selling author and syndicated radio host Jeremy Bradley. Make sure your seat is in the upright and locked position and your barf bag is securely in place. Here's Jeremy Bradley.
Thank you very much, Larson. Still, that never gets old. Never, never gets old. This is The Scribble. Thanks for tuning in at thescribbleshow.com on SoundCloud and iTunes. Lots of stories in the news. You know, last week on the show, we talked about all those celebrity splits that have happened this summer, and it got me thinking that relationships just aren't what they ain't what they used to be. Jared Fogle, the former Subway spokespervert, that's a big bust there right now, facing jail time, $1.4 million that he's paying out, and a divorce from his wife. We're going to talk about that. And then the Ashley Madison hack. There's an entire website devoted to cheating. And it's like a community for cheaters, hacked, and people's personal information, all that user information now made public on a website that you can search to see if your partner is unfaithful. And where have relationships come over the past 50, 60 years? My grandparents married 64 years. Definitely, people aren't taking them as seriously as they used to. We're going to be joined by Colton, one of our listeners, actually, who's going to chime in on all these topics. And we're going to get right into that right after this.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom41.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom41.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 41.com. Go to freedom41.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom41.com.
Scribble Dribble brought to you by Speak Free with JB.com.
Thank you.
Check out syndicated newspaper columnist Jeremy Bradley's rants and raves in his weekly news and entertainment columns.
Yay.
That's at Speak Free with JB.com. Since he's paid to not shut up, God knows why, once again, Jeremy Bradley.
Jeremy Bradley here, back on The Scribble. Thanks for tuning in at thescribbleshow.com and on SoundCloud and iTunes. And join the conversation on Twitter at The Scribble Show or mine at SF Celeb Watch. So I mentioned at the top of the show, Subway spokespervert Jared Fogle had a really bad day earlier in the week. He was charged with travel to engage in illicit sexual conduct with minors. He was already suspected of possessing child pornography. We've heard he paid minors for sex through an exchange of leaked text messages to the media. And then the wife filed for divorce and said that she's leaving him. So between 2010 and 2013, Fogle traveled between Indiana and New York to meet up with young girls and paid them for the interaction. There were apparently 14 girls in all. He previously said, the younger the girl, the better. Those are his words in a text. And there are pictures that authorities found. Let's say Fogle was an equal opportunity pedophile because he had images and videos of both boys and girls. Now, as part of his plea deal, Fogle's paying $100,000 per victim. Probably way more than his original transaction with them, this one totaling a whopping $1.4 million. So, father of two, now facing at least 5 years in prison, must register as a sex offender. Additionally, subject to random computer inspections and can't possess any obscene materials, he cannot have any unsupervised meetings with minors, and he must participate in sexual disorders program. And Fogle's lawyer claimed Fogle has a medical condition and is seeking help from a psychiatrist. And if that wasn't enough, a kick in the balls, Fogle's wife filed for divorce. And what's interesting is that she has said that she did not know anything about this until Wednesday when the scandal broke. I've got Colton, who's joining us on the line right now. Colton, I know that you were following Twitter. Subway was trending. Jared Fogle was trending. What are your thoughts? This is a guy who's a public figure, not an A-list celebrity, but definitely a public figure. How could he even think that he would be able to get away with this? What do you think?
Well, you know, it's pretty twisted. Like, there's so many people just always, you know, paying attention to this guy since he's so well known. And it's kind of just like, it's sad because my sister is like 16 years old, and you know, it's just makes something like that ever happen to her with a guy that kind of has a bit more power than the average guy.
Well, and that's what they're saying, is that he used his celebrity status. I'm going to put quotation marks around celebrity because, like I said, not really that much of a big celebrity. So yeah, his money, his power, his fame. But at the same time, you know, let's talk about, you know, teenage girls just in general. When you're texting, when you're putting something out there that can be proven, right? Somebody, they can show people these texts. They can forward emails. They can do all this stuff. Is he just an idiot? Like, how did he think he could get away with it?
Honestly, like, that's the question. Like, it's like, how? Like, why would he even plan on doing something like that? Like, there's no way you can get away with anything nowadays. Everything you do is on camera, or everything's getting tracked by something, and like, it's almost impossible. So it's just pretty much known if you get caught anyways.
What's interesting is that when his house was raided a couple of months ago, that was when apparently one of his former employees at the foundation that he runs, his former employee had the child porn, but somehow the computers were at Jared Fogle's house. And, you know, a lot of reporters, myself included, were kind of like, there's got to be more to this story, because they're raiding your house. Somehow you're going to be linked to this. So I don't buy that there's nothing. Obviously, now we see that there's a lot more. But it's interesting, though, that the wife says that she had no idea anything about this until this story broke. How are you not communicating in your relationship? Now, I'm not saying that you should not trust your partner and go through their things, but I mean, come on. No, I don't know. There must be some signs. What do you think about relationships in general now?
Well, like, you think if the police are knocking at your door, trying to check out some child pornography that's in your computer, supposedly, in your basement, you think the wife would have actually asked maybe a couple of questions, like, what's this all about? You know, maybe you want to tell me what's going on here, so that way in 3 months when you go to the media, then I know and I can file the divorce. Kind of stupid. Yeah, I don't know, like, the relationship, you gotta be open, gotta let everything out on the table. You're thinking it's, like, it's doing something, you gotta let them know, you gotta, the relationship, you gotta be open.
You're right, you'd think that there would have been conversation from the time, I don't remember exactly how many weeks ago it was, but let's say even just 8 weeks ago, a month and a half, 2 months ago, that yes, there would be a discussion going, hey, about them kicking down the door the other day, you know, I don't know. And it's interesting then, you know, what's happened in their relationship since then? Obviously, we don't know, but, you know, were they living under the same roof? Were they sleeping in the same bed? Was she giving him the evil eye for anything that he said? Definitely, yeah. I mean, you know, the right move to file for divorce. I mean, if he's going to be in jail, you know, it's not like they're going to be married and living under the same roof anyway. In terms of punishment, though, $100,000 per victim, a total of $1.4 million. I would personally hope that each of them would be getting that $100,000 tax-free or something like that, you know, because there's no getting your childhood back after you've gone through something like that. Now, that's not to say that he raped these teenage girls, right? That's, you know, yes, they were victimized, but at the same time, if they're 16, 17-year-old girls, you know, they still went through something that's pretty crummy and they shouldn't have had to. But what do you think about the fines or even the charges against him that he could, you know, could be 5 years in prison, it could be life in prison for the child porn charges? What's the harshest penalty you think he should get?
Well, to be honest, I don't think he'll last a year in prison just because of what he done and people find out and know who he is. Like, again, well known. I don't think he's going to have a good time in prison at all. I feel like he should have got a bit more, probably maybe double the payment. Like, that's pretty harsh what you do to a girl like that, and he, or a boy. It's I don't know, it's hard to say. I'd put him away for life, to be honest. I don't want that guy back out here.
It's interesting to think that as a spokesperson for a family restaurant, really Subway is, that, you know, all of these people now are going to be kind of sitting there questioning, going, yeah, you know what, we've got pictures of our kids with him, or yeah, we met him at such and such community event. And I wonder if that's going to make parents now maybe not directly question their kids and say, you know, did that man touch you or anything like that, but certainly, you know, anybody who's ever met him or interacted with their kids and him might sort of, you know, start to wonder. And it kind of makes you think, like, you know, how can you trust people in general? I mean, it's kind of scary.
Like everywhere, like you go, there's always like you just look around and there's folks walking around. You've no clue what that guy did this morning, what he's going to do tomorrow, what his plans are for the next month. Like, you've no idea knowing what people are going to do.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, what's going to happen with his life after this, right? I mean, once you're out of jail, he could be life in jail, right? So we don't know if he even has a future outside. But, you know, your chances of a career, you know, obviously his travel will be restricted. There's no chance probably of him leaving the country. You know, this could ruin end his life, really, in terms of career, finances, relationships, almost anything.
Ever had something to get off your chest but never had the balls to say it? That's a load of crap. Speak Free with JB.com is exactly what you've been waiting for. Your chance to tell it like it is and not care what anybody else thinks. Have your say on issues of the day. Join newspaper and radio columnist Jeremy Bradley as he tells it like it is. Hundreds of thousands of people have stopped by, including some well-known celebrities who have had a chat with JB and speak candidly about what's really going on in the world. You can join them too. Have a rant or a rave. Be brave and head on over to www.speakfreewithjb.com now.
Scribble Dribble brought to you by Speak Free with JB.com.
Thank you.
Check out syndicated newspaper columnist Jeremy Bradley's rants and raves in his weekly news and entertainment columns.
Yay.
That's at speakfreewithjb.com. Since he's paid to not shut up, God knows why. Once again, Jeremy Bradley.
Jeremy Bradley here, back on The Scribble, talking with Colton about relationships today. Now, we talked about Jared Vogel, who was unfortunately using the internet to carry on with his weird sexual escapades. And there's another story out there. There's this website, Ashley Madison. I'm not sure if you've heard of the website, have you?
I've heard a little bit about it, yeah.
So this is a website for cheaters, and basically it's known to be that. Like, it's a website where cheaters go to meet other married or, you know, involved people. And the website was hacked, right? And so now there's tons of personal user information out there, and the hackers are releasing the user's information to the world. So you can go to, you know, different websites, whatever it is, and find out if your partner is part of this website or was on this website. So it's very, very sad to think that people don't hold relationships dear to them. You know, there's always been cheating, you know, that's nothing new. But the fact that, you know, there's a website devoted to cheating. So a lot of people are saying it's immoral to even have a website devoted to that. But then there's other people who, let's say, know business, that are going to say, you know what, if there's a market for this, why not? So do you blame the website owners for making this forum for people, or do you blame the users that are wanting to cheat and not be honest in their relationship? What's your take on this?
I blame the users 400%. Like, I think they deserve it, because they're doing such a horrible thing. Like, it's not, like, it's completely frowned upon. You can't be cheating on your significant other. And I feel like that. I feel like it's a good way to use the hacker, like someone to hack instead of hacking money and PlayStation or where, like, you know, wherever people's personal documents. This is kind of like kind of funny or ironic, I guess, if you want to say.
Not that we condone hacking, but are you saying that this was a good thing to hack?
Well, not a good thing. I guess hacking isn't a good thing at all, but they kind of, like, if you look at it, these guys deserve it, just because it's like they're cheating, they're doing something horrible.
So again, not that much different than Jared, right? How do you expect not to be caught then when you're doing something online that we all know hacking is out there, right? That's the same thing with all those celebrities that have their naked pictures and they're crying foul because they were hacked, right? Again, not that we're saying hacking is right, but at the same time, you're putting it out there on the internet. People know how the internet is these days.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's no, everyone knows, nothing's safe nowadays, nothing.
I think this is one of those instances where, you know, I blame the victims. When it comes, you've got naked pictures on your phone and you're uploading it onto the internet. Security aside, don't take the pictures in. If you don't want that crap out there and possibly being leaked, especially when you're a celebrity, that you know people would pay millions of dollars for your pictures, it's a little bit different. So let's talk, though, about the people who were busted. Are you in a relationship right now or no?
Currently not at the moment, no. It's a little complicated.
So this isn't Facebook. You don't have to get into that. So where I'm going, though, with this is if you're in a relationship would you just happen to go to one of these websites and do a search for your partner's email address or name and see if they come up? Or would you, because you're in a relationship, feel 100% confident that you wouldn't even need to go and search for that?
Well, I guess depending, like, my situation, I'd ask the person first if I really thought it was a problem. I would ask, and if they told me that I had nothing to worry about and, like, could look me in the eyes and tell me, then I'd probably not look any more into it and believe them.
What would be some red flags to you? Like, we talked about Jared Fogle's wife not, you know, suspecting or not knowing or not. What would be some indications for you about, hey, maybe my partner's cheating on me? Like, secretive when it comes to using their phone. We've always heard about that. Like, what would be some eye-opening things for you?
Well, yeah, like, the more being secretive, not as open maybe as they used to be, or, you know, maybe even through social media a lot, you can keep an eye on, like, your significant other, on who's favoriting their tweets or their Instagram posts or their Facebook, and who they're interacting with. And if you know that they have some previous chemistry or something, then you have to look out for something there, ask them about it and look more into it.
So when you've been in a relationship, and we don't need to give names or anything like that, but have you checked out your partner's social media pages and just kind of seen and said, hey, you know what, who is that? Just out of curiosity?
Oh, yeah, for 100%. We've gone through times where we just passed each other our phones and said, you know what, just here you go, take a look. And then if I see something that's bothering me, if she's talking to another guy, then I'm not going to be like, you can't talk to any other guy. But, you know, there's obviously guys that have been in her past and stuff that would still be in communication. I just say, you know, can you please not, I'd rather you not actually, like, talk to that guy or do much with that guy, you know?
So has that led to arguments, though, or do you think that it strengthens a relationship?
I feel like it strengthens because you're communicating and you're saying what you're more open with your feelings and saying what you don't like instead of bottling it in. I feel like it would lead more to an argument if you just both bottled it in and then all at one moment just let it all out on each other.
When it comes to, you know, we're talking about phones, obviously phones have passwords and you lock your phones. Do you think it's right for partners to have each other's passwords for phones or email or anything like that?
I wouldn't say email or, like, you know, Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or anything like that, but I feel like a phone, the 4-digit password, I feel like your partner should know just anything from even if you're driving your car and you get a text and your passenger's, you know, your partner, and they just respond to it for you. Like, I feel like everyone should, in your relationship, you should know your passwords or just not have one.
When is the right time to swap that information with somebody? How long do you have to be together? How committed do you have to be? Who should bring it up? Should it come up in a conversation when maybe the other person got a text and made you wonder? Like, how do you even bring that up in a relationship?
Like, you're asking just to swap the phone password.
Yeah, well, you know, back in the day, it used to be that, you know, well, I'm going to give you keys to my house, which means, you know, we'll be having sleepovers and things like that. So now, of course, it's technology and the phones. So how long do you have to be in a relationship before you just say, here, you know what, yeah, I trust you with my phone? Like, where is there a point? How soon would be too soon, or when do you think?
Well, you know, like, with my situation, my ex-girlfriend, before we were even dating, you know, you go to that thing, your friends, you go and hang out, and then you finally start to, you know, moving on to something. And I feel like before we even started dating, we both knew each other's passwords and we didn't really have anything to hide. We're pretty out in the open because at that point we can still talk to other people and still, you know, look for other things. But then, you know, as it slowly moves more serious, then you have to keep an eye out, back to, like, the whole cheating and, you know, safety thing, then you have to keep an eye out for that. But at the beginning, I feel like it doesn't even matter if they know your password.
I'm going to put you on the spot here then. So when you finally, before you did the first swap of phones and information searching, did you delete anything from your phone that you didn't want her to see?
I would have deleted some text messages from, like, you know, people who maybe I've had a thing, you know, quotation marks in the past with, or previous, or just before that, and then realized that they weren't for me. So I just, you know, just get rid of that and move on.
All right, let's switching gears in terms of relationships and finding love. Do you believe in love at first sight?
No, I do not, actually.
No?
I feel like there's much more to a person than just what they look like. You gotta get to know them. You can't just look at people.
Well, I don't think that, not sight in terms of looks, but in terms of, like, first meeting them, let's say. Love at first sight means the first time that you've met somebody.
Well, I feel like, yeah, you can definitely develop a connection and realize, you know, if this person might be the one for you or not, but I still don't feel like you could exactly fall in love with a person right at the first connection.
Right. So there's also a lot of people who have tunnel vision that believe that their soulmate, their partner, the love of their life is somewhere in their city, right? And we've heard the term long-distance relationships, and people are hesitant to do that because you don't have the physical. What are your thoughts on finding somebody where you live as opposed to, you know what, maybe I could meet somebody on the internet or where have you, halfway around the world, give that a shot. Like, what do you think? Do you think that's possible when you're going into a relationship? Are you meeting somebody who's local? Are you looking elsewhere?
Well, I would like to, personally, I like to meet, like, people, that, you know, so I can have, like, a physical, like, personal reaction with them and, you know, see their smile, they, you know, get to interact and see, you know, all their features work. And, like, I don't know, over the internet, it's just kind of like texting back and forth. And I don't know, as you probably know, people over the internet are texting, or they can be, people just text differently or, like, you know, talk or socialize differently over the internet, and people are way different in person. I could see maybe if you've met in this city, like they came on a vacation and you met someone through, you know, nightlife or whatever, and then you've actually got that interaction, know who they are, and then say they have to go back home for a bit, for say, you know, 3, 6 months, 2 years to live, and you still want to make it work, then yeah, I'd say for sure you could do something over the long distance.
Do you think relationships are based too much on the physical these days?
Yeah, I would say so. I'd say it's all through physical connection and everything, I would think.
So don't you think a long-distance relationship then might be ideal, because then you're at least getting to know the person, you're getting an emotional or a mental connection with them before jumping into the physical and having that attraction?
Yeah, honestly, that's actually a pretty good point. You do have to have someone who's there for you emotionally in every way, support you through everything, and I feel like, yeah, through text, you just get to that aspect first and then get to the physical, which, you know, in the end would be kind of like a reward, I guess.
Well, that's the thing, right? We're not talking just specifically texting, right? Because you can email, there's Skype, there's different ways that you can still physically see somebody, but we're talking physical in terms of touch and, you know, potentially, I guess, sex. But, you know, what's interesting, though, is that people in today's ADD society, though, right, how many people are actually going to devote that time and put in that effort to saying, you know what, yes, I'm going to settle for just phone calls or Skyping or whatever for a really long time, because, again, there's that whole dependence on the physical, you know, the sex and what have you. So, you know, I think that a lot of relationships, if they start out a little bit slower, right, because you got to remember, you know, back in my grandparents' days when there wasn't computers or all that stuff, right, you certainly didn't rush into sex in the 1930s, because that just, you know, you just didn't do that. It's interesting to see that there's so many of those older relationships that are still together, and then it's now, as technology is involved in social media and phones and what have you, the relationships are being a lot shorter in terms of their lifespan.
Well, yes, most definitely. My grandparents, actually, they both lived in Italy, not in the same town, like probably 4 hours away. And they would send letters back and forth when they were, you know, in the 1930s, and they would send letters back and forth and, you know, flirt with each other through the letters. And then they finally actually met up in Canada and developed a family, had 9 kids, and now they still live happily ever after.
And it's interesting, though, that they had patience back in the day, right? And you used to have pen pals, like you're saying, people sending actual mail. We call it snail mail in some cases. But certainly that's how much they looked forward to that relationship and what it meant to them. So obviously today's world, you know, I don't know how many people would say, you know what, I'm going to send a letter to somebody that I met over in Iceland and wait 2 weeks to get a reply and carry on a relationship that way, right? Because we want everything now. We want to meet the person now. We want to get to the physical now. I find it really sad that a lot of people base their relationship connection on the physical. Are we compatible sexually? If not, it's not worth a relationship. And like I was saying, and, you know, back in the 1930s, my grandparents were knocking boots when they got together when they were 16. They were waiting until they were married. So obviously, you know, they did something right in that generation.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, back, I don't know, I feel like nowadays everyone's in a rush to kind of grow up and move on and get to the next step in life. No one just kind of sits back and says, hey, let's settle down for a second and, you know, look at the bigger picture here and enjoy ourselves. Everyone's kind of just, you know, wants to find someone, wants to be with someone, wants to get into, you know, get married, have kids and move on. And it's, I feel like it's really getting rushed into it a lot too.
very true. We've got to take one more break. We're going to talk about selfies, and selfies when you're in a relationship. Colton, stand by. We're back right after this.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you could double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now. 800-928-1811. That's 800-928-1811. 800-928-1811.
Scribble Dribble brought to you by Speak Free with JB.com.
Thank you.
Check out syndicated newspaper columnist Jeremy Bradley's rants and raves in his weekly news and entertainment columns.
Yay.
That's at Speak Free with JB.com. Since he's paid to not shut up, God knows why. Once again, Jeremy Bradley.
JB here back on The Scribble talking with Colton and relationships. You know, a couple days ago I tweeted, and I know that you follow me on Twitter, I tweeted that I feel sorry for people who take so many selfies because I feel that they're insecure and they need that gratification. They need that reassurance that they're attractive, right? Because you're going to see the scantily clad pictures of the girls in their bathroom mirror or the guys, you know, half naked showing off their body or at the gym or whatever it is. That's what we're looking at, right? It's the first impression that you're getting of somebody. It's not love me for my mind, love me for my personality. It's here, take a look at me almost naked. And do I appeal to you? Okay, then if I do, let's continue on.
Well, yeah, like it's, like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of people will take selfies just, you know, to say, cause say you're in a relationship and you just send a selfie to your, you know, your significant other and it's back and forth. I know there's like, I don't know if you heard of Snapchat. That's, like, there's a lot of things you send, like, a 10-second picture to each other, and then you only can see it for the 10 seconds, and it's gone forever. And you can write a little message in there, and it's, that's, I don't know, it's just more of a conversation-type tool, too. Like, when the conversation gets dull, I know sometimes I'll just send a picture of myself or something I'm doing, and then, you know, you pick up the conversation from there.
What do you think of people, and I've seen a lot of people's profiles and pages and everything on Facebook or what have you, that they're in a relationship, yet they're still posting the half-naked selfies. Do you feel that it's right or wrong to do that when you're in a relationship? That's not to suggest that you're cheating or that, you know, you're trying to get other people hot for you. Why do you think people do that?
I'd say, like, to get into, like, to do that when in a relationship, I would say you'd have to, like, I don't agree with that. Like, I feel like you should, then you should be only for your other, and if no one else is really to see, But a lot of people just post that because they want to get all the likes to feel better about themselves sometimes, not all the time, or, you know, just to get compliments from others, and it's, yeah, there's a lot of different reasons, actually.
So the big question, though, is would you be one of the people that would click like or comment on those pictures on her page?
On my own girlfriend's, I would like for sure. She didn't really like it when I commented up, which is a personal thing, I don't know why. But yeah, I would never, I like other girls' pictures if they're my friend and I've been friends with them for like, you know, 6 or 7 years, but I don't really go out of my way to follow her like other women.
But if it was your girlfriend and she's posting those half-naked selfies and you like the picture, isn't that you encouraging her?
Yeah, you're right, but like, I don't know, at the same point, if you're not liking it, someone else is, right?
Aha! Gotcha. No. All right. You know, we're out of time. I want to thank you, Colton, so much for joining us. It's always great to get insight and hear other people, especially an 18-year-old guy. You know what? I'm 33, so definitely times have changed since I was a teenager. So, Colton, thanks so much for calling in. Appreciate you being on the show.
No, yeah. Thanks for having me, JB. It's been good.
We hear you chirping. Get scribbling. Tweet up the scribble at The Scribble Show. Join the discussion with Jeremy Bradley. It's all going down right now on Twitter at The Scribble Show and at thescribbleshow.com.
JB here back on The Scribble Show. I love hearing, especially, you know, Colton being a young guy like that. I would love to hear the female perspective, maybe a teenage girl or a middle-aged woman or even a guy maybe in his 60s. what the thoughts are on relationships. It's definitely fascinating. And again, you know, divorce isn't going away anytime soon. Celebrity scandals aren't going away anytime soon. So definitely join in our conversations. Maybe we'll even have you on the show one day. Follow, as you just heard Larson say, at The Scribble Show on Twitter, or mine at SF Celeb Watch. You can always shoot me an email. Love, I'm still old school. That's how old I am. Still love getting the emails. JB@JBOnAir.com is my email address. JB@JBOnAir.com. More great discussions next week. You know, we never know what's going to happen in the news or in the celebrity world, so we kind of just play it by ear over the past few weeks, and it's been fascinating hearing from you. My name is Jeremy Bradley. This is The Scribble. I will talk to you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Want more Scribble? Check out thescribbleshow.com for past shows, celebrity interviews, cheapskate tips, and more. That's at thescribbleshow.com and on Twitter at The Scribble Show. The Scribble is a speak-free media presentation.
If you want some real heat.